Today's Shir Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kiddushin Daf Chof. We begin about 10-15 lines down from the top with the two dots, the words Tanu Rabbanim. We're learning today Le'ilui Nishmas Philip Spitz, and also Le'ilui Nishmas Celia Aronson and Herman Kahana. All the shows we learn for should have an aliyah from all learning. Okay, we pick up with the Gemara. We'll see right away what we're talking about when we start this new Brisa. Tanu Rabbanim. The Brisa tells us the famous pasuk from dealing with Evan Ivri, it says, in begapo yovo, begapo yetze. If the person comes in with gapo literally means guf shelo, his body, that's one of the ways to understand this. So he goes in his body, the yovo, in begapo yovo, begapo yetze. He goes out with his body. What exactly does that mean? Begufo nichnos, begufo yetze. He goes in with his body, goes out with his body. The Gemara will explain this. On the other hand, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, he says another statement. He says, Yechidi nichnos, yechidi yetzi. He comes in alone, he goes out alone. What do these two somewhat enigmatic statements mean? So the Gemara now darshens it. We'll delete the word bigapo because it really doesn't belong over here. We're now asking, what does it mean, that enigmatic explanation of the Tanakhama, my bigufo nichnos, bigufo yetzi. What does that mean? He comes in with his body, goes out with his body. How are we supposed to understand that? So Rava explains, I'm a Rava. That we know that the din is by an Eved Kenani. We mentioned this a couple of times already, that he goes out with what's called Shein V'ayin, or the Rosh Eivarim, the 24 Rosh Eivarim. So if the Eved Kenani loses his tooth, loses his eye, loses one of the digits on his hand or his foot, or if he loses any of the other, what are called the four of the 24 Rosh Eivarim, like his ears, for example. So in this situation, if the person loses any of these, he's an Eved Kenani, so he automatically goes free. He's not compensated for that loss, but he goes free. As opposed to, Rava tells us, Lomar She'enu Yotzei B'Rosh Eivarim Ke'Eved. The Eved Ivri doesn't go out like the Eved Kenani. That's what the Pasuk in Begapo Yavo, Begapo teaches us by saying, Begufo Nichnos, he comes in with his body, he goes out with his body. In other words, he doesn't go out because of Shein V'ayin. More questions. This Amalei Abaye. Abaye says, really? We learned that already from how Milo Seisei Kitsei Suavodim Nafku. We learned this a couple of days ago, that we darshan out that the Eved Ivri doesn't go out with the Rosh Eivarim, the Shein V'ayin, the Rosh Eivarim being unfortunately knocked out from him, taken out from him, because it says he doesn't go out like the Tseis of the Avodim Kinanim. So Rav would answer to that, Imi Hasu, if that were the only pasuk that we had, you know what I would have said? Hava Mina, I would have said, Nesu Le Demei Enei V'nipo. As opposed to the Eved Kenani who just goes out free, I might have said for the Eved Ivri, he goes out free, plus he's compensated for that loss. So Kamash Vulam, the Chiddush over here is by having both of these books means that he doesn't go out like the Eved Kenani with the loss of the Shein V'ayin or the Rosh Eivarim, but he does get compensated for it, but he doesn't go out. So therefore, that's what you need both of these psukim for. Okay, that was the first part of this brisa. Then we had Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, Omer, Yechidi Nichnos, Yechidi Yetzi. He comes in alone, he goes out alone. What does this mean? So the Gemara says, my Yechidi Yetzi. What does it mean he goes out alone? So the Gemara says, Amar Nachum Rav Yitzchak, Hochi Kamar. This is what it's telling us, that Yesh Lo Isha Uvonim, if the person has a wife or he has children, so then Rabo Moser Lo Shivcho Kinanis, then his master is entitled to go and give him a Shivcho Kinanis. Some suggest Moser, Rashi brings that of it, is he is Al Karcho. Even if he doesn't wish to, the master has the right to force him, as we had said, that he works twice as hard. He works during the day and he works at night in order to be able to bring additional Avodim Kinanim into the master's possession so he can be forced to have a Shivcho Kinanis. But this is only true if he was previously married and or had children. So in this situation, Rabu Moser Lo Shivcho Kenanis, the Adon is allowed to give the Eved Ivri a Shivcho Kenanis, and those children that would be produced from that relationship would belong to the Adon. They would be Avodim Kenanim. However, if he didn't have Ein Lo Isha Avodim, he didn't have a wife or he didn't have children, though the din would be Ein Rabu Moser Lo Shivcho Kenanis, then the master is not able to go and give him a Shivcho Kenanis. It's interesting. In the Mishnah Lamelech, he brings down, what about the case where he didn't have a wife originally, but then he got a wife while he's married? Or if he had a wife originally, and then he lost his wife, he divorced his wife, or Nebuch, the wife passed away, would he still be allowed to be given a Shivcho Kenanis? But in any event, for now, what Rav Nachum Yitzchak is explaining, this somewhat enigmatic statement of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, is that the only time that he's allowed to be given a Shivcho Kenanis is if, in fact, he had been married beforehand and or had children beforehand. And as we had already pointed out previously, this din only applies to the mocher beis din. This doesn't apply to the person who sells himself because he's destitute. Okay, Tana Rabban, we learned another braisa, nimkar b'moneh. If this Eved Ivri was sold originally into servitude for a moneh, and the hishpiach, and then the value of this Eved Ivri went up, whatever the market values were. V'yomer amosayim, the money is a meyer zuz, 100 zuz. Now he's worth 200 zuz, so he doubled in value. So minayin shein lechashu lo elamona. When he's going to prorate, he wants to go do giroin kesef. He wants to go and pay himself off. Baruch Hashem, he won the lottery, or he earned money, and now he wants to pay off. Let's say he worked for 3 years, so he worked for the first 3 years, and now he has money. He wants to pay himself off for the last 3 years. So that's called giroin kesef. He's allowed to do that. V'yishbiach v'yomer al-masai. But now he's worth 200. So what's the din? Minayin shein lechashu lo elamona. We only, when we prorate it, we base it on the original 100 he's worth, and not on the 200 that he's now worth. Because the pasuk says, shenemar mikesef miknoso, that we look at his evaluation in this situation, from what he originally was worth. So he was originally worth a mana, so now he worked 3 years, so that's 100 zuz, so he has to pay back for the last 3 years, the prorated amount would be 50 zuz, and now we say that he's now worth 200 zuz, so he'd have to pay half of that, which would be 100 zuz. So he only has to pay 50 zuz in this situation, based upon the pasuk, mikesef miknoso. The other way around, nimkor b'masayim, let's say he was worth originally 200 zuz, he was sold for 200 zuz, and then the hichsif, somehow he went down in price, the valuation of avodim is going down, and he's only worth the mana now. So he originally was purchased for $200, and now after 3 years, so you would say, well, the original valuation was 200, so he has 100 left. But he's only worth 100 right now, so maybe she had to pay only 50. So which one does he pay? Does he pay 100 or does he pay 50? So we look at him as if he's only worth 100, and therefore he has to pay for the last 3 years half of that value, which is only 50. Because Talmud Lomar, it says, kefi shanov. So we basically have over here two psukim. Bekesef Miknoso says it's to his advantage, it's to the Eved Ivri's advantage, if he goes up in price, that we look at the original price. And because of the words kefi shanov, so in this situation, if he went down in price, so then it's to his advantage. We look at the lower price and not at the Kesef Miknoso, not at the original price that he was worth. So it's to both situations, it's to the best interest of the Eved Ivri. He'll pay the lower amount of the two potential possibilities in each scenario. Okay, the word says, En li'ela eved hanim kor li'obi kochavim. That is, these psukim are dealing with an eved that was sold to a guy. He sold himself to a guy. Basically, never sells somebody to a guy. So he sells himself to a guy. However, ho'el v'nigal b'krovim. That, since he's going to be redeemed by the krovim, so therefore, yodo al ha'tachtona. It's understandable in this situation that we want him to be redeemed, and therefore we would want the lower price to be able to redeem him. Okay, we can understand that. We don't want him to be stay with the guy any longer than he has to. Nimkar li Yisrael. How do we know, however, if he sold to the Yisrael, why should the Yisrael lose out? Minol, and how do we know that the same din applies even if he sold to a Yisrael, that the hand of the owner, the Baal, the Yisrael, will be on the worse end, that he'll have the Yado al HaTachtona, even if he's a Jew. So the Gemara says, Talmud Lomar, because we have the famous Gzei Rishavah that we mentioned a number of times, Socher, Socher, L'Gzei Rishavah. So he says the word Socher in regards to the sale to the guy. It says the word Socher in regards to the sale to a Yid. So we have a Gzei Rishavah here teaching us that the dinim from both are the same. So therefore, just like when he's, the Pesukim, as we just darshaned, that teach us that the Eved Ivri is redeemed at the better value of the two possibilities, when he's sold to a guy, so too, when he's sold to a yid, the same din applies. Omar Bayabai says, Hareini ki ben azai b'shukei tveria. I am like the great Ben Azai, who would say, sometimes in the shukei tveria, anybody has any question, go and ask me these questions. As Rashi says, ki avi b'dicha daite, when he was in a good mood, havi rogil lemema, he would be want to say, hachi, these words, Hareini pasuach umuchan lohoshiv l'shoali, Davar Torah ki ben azai. I am ready and willing and capable to answer questions like Ben Azai did, Sheador b'Tveria, who lived in Tveria. Shoya Chorif, he was very, very sharp, Ben Azai, and he was a great Darshan, the Darshan. And the Gemara in Bechoros tells us, Yomar, Kol Chachmei Yisrael Lefanai, he would announce in a lighthearted way that all the other Talmidei Chachamim to me are like Keklipas Hashom, they're like a skin of a garlic. In other words, he is much greater than in his Torah knowledge, and the only one that's not is Chutz Min HaKireyach HaZeh, which is a reference to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, who many suggest, Tosa suggests elsewhere, was the son of Rabbi Akiva. So it's Rabbi Yeshua Ben Karcha, the son of the bald one, which was a reference to Rabbi Akiva. How could he call Rabbi Akiva, who happens to have been his father-in-law as well, the bald one? So that's a different discussion, and Tosa addresses that and says that maybe that wasn't really the reference to Rabbi Akiva. It was something else. But in any event, that's what Ben Azai used to do. He would go and proclaim, I'm ready to answer any questions anybody has, in a lighthearted type of a statement. So Abaye said, me too, I'm also like that. Now we find this in a number of places. So Rashi seems to suggest that he did this more than once. there are others that suggest that all of those times in Shas when we had this statement, it was actually the same day and at the same time. In any event, so this is what Abaye said. So they asked him a question. So I'm like, how am I rebuttal Abaye? So one of the Talmidim asked Abaye the following Shaila, Michte, go take a look over here. Hin hani kroi, these psukim, ikal midrashinu lakula. We just darshan them in a way that is the most beneficial to the Eved Ivri. Now, the ikal midrashinu lechumer. You could have darshan it the other way. So my chos is a darshinu lekula, midrashinu lechumer. Why did you darshan it to the advantage of the Eved Ivri? Why didn't we darshan it to the advantage of the owner? So Abaye told him, Lo Soka Daita, don't think so. Mida Akil Rachmana Lagabe. Because we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was very, very meikel. He was very, very nice to the Eved Ivri. So if we have to darshan it to the advantage of the Eved Ivri or to the disadvantage of the Eved Ivri, it makes sense to darshan it to the advantage of the Eved Ivri. And where do we see that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu was, so to say, meikel in regards to the Eved Ivri, the Tanya, because we're in the following brisa. The pasuk says, Ki Tov Lo Imoch. When the Eved Ivri says, listen, I worked my 6 years, but I like it over here. I don't want to go free because you've been good to me. I've had it very good over here, and therefore I'm not interested in leaving. So it says about him that Kitov lo imoch. Why was it so good? Because imoch b'maychol, imoch b'mishta. When the Eved Ivri is sold into servitude, so he has it very, very good. He has to have whatever his master has, as we'll see in a moment. Shalotehei ata ochel pasdiki. As the Gemara tells us that you shouldn't have the master eating nice, good, clean bread, nice, good, very winnowed bread. And the Eved Ivri, he gets to eat, unfortunately, the coarse bread, the coarse flour. The master gets to drink nice old-aged wine. And you give to the Eved Ivri the new wine, the poor, inferior quality wine. No, you can't do that. They have to have the same. He has to be kitov lo imach. If you have good white bread, he has to have good white bread. If you have nice old-aged wine, he has to have nice old-aged wine. At yoshin agabi muchim, if you sleep on a nice, really comfortable mattress over here, muchim is like these tufts of soft material. So, v'hu yoshin agabi atevet. No, you can't let him go and sleep on a straw mattress. He has to have everything that you have. Mikan armor, you see from here that the rabbi said, kol akona eved ivri, if somebody went and purchased an Eved Ivri, it's as if he has for himself a master. It's as if he purchased a master. You see that the Kodesh Baruch Hu treated him very nicely. So therefore, if you have a choice of being more makel or machmir, some it makes sense to make sure that we're makel. That's what Abaye had said. More questions. It says, yeah, this brisa that we just said says in regards to if you have a steak, you got to give him your steak. If you have nice, very fancy wine, you got him fancy wine. If you have a nice mattress, you got him nice mattress. In other words, in terms of gashmias, things like this, you have to go and give him. So maybe, only so he shouldn't suffer. So he should be able to be treated nicely. However, in regards to being redeemed from such a situation, holy inyan pidyon, maybe not. Maybe nachmir alei, maybe we should be strict and make him not be so easy to redeem. We should have to pay the higher of the two possibilities when redeeming, based upon what Midr Rabbi Yossi B'Rav Chanina had said. What did Rabbi Yossi B'Rav Chanina tell us? He told us a very interesting idea. Why does a person end up stealing and being sold in poverty through Beis Din to a master? Because the Tanya, it's a cascade of events, as the Brisa tells the famous Brisa. Rabbi Yosef Chanina said, "Bore kamo kosher avoko shel shvius." Look how bad it is to have even the slightest sins of shvius. Rashi explains, "Avoko shel shvius is isra kal shaba." This is the lightest of the isurim of shvius. For example, "Hoses schora beperosea." You're not allowed to do business with shvius. Now, this is only a sin. "Habale lav haba michal asay," because this is a sin that is only inferred from the fact that you have an asay le'ochlo. You're supposed to eat the peros of shvius velo le'schora and not do business with them. So, somebody that does business with peros shvius, this is called avoko shel shvius. Nevertheless, adam nosei v'nosei the peros shvius. If a person does business as he's not allowed to do with Perish Shvius, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it. L'sof mocha v'es b'talplov. He's going to end up, he's going to sell his things. You want to sell stuff? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, quid pro quo, will let you sell stuff. But it'll make you sell your own property because you won't have anything else and you'll have to sell your stuff. And where do we see this from Shinemar? Because the psukim are all in an order over there and it says, Bishnas hayovel toshuvu isha chuzaso. It says during the over year, which by the way is also a Shemitah year, so hayovel toshuvu ish El Achuzah. So during the Yovel year, everybody goes back all the possessions, all the steachuza go back to the original owners. The samachle, but right next to that, the pasuk says, "V'chisim kru mimkor la misecha." When you go and sell your possessions to your friend, o kono miyad misecha, or you're buying from your friend. So this connection over here is davar haniknim miyad liyad. So this is talking about metaltlin, something that is given over from hand to hand, as opposed to karka, which is stationary in the ground. So here you're handing over your metaltlin. So if you go and do avak shvius, you go do schora with perish shvius. So the quid pro quo is that next thing is going to happen to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make you destitute, that you're going to need to sell your property, your metaltlin. And then it says right next to that, the steachuza, lo hirgish, if the person doesn't take this to heart and say, hey, why did I have this fall in my fortune? Maybe I did something wrong. And he feels, lo hirgish, he feels that he did something wrong. But if he doesn't feel that he did something wrong, l'sof mocher esedosof, he's going to have to go sell his steachuza. As the pasuk says, shenemar, ki yomocher chicho umachah me'achuza so. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make it that the next step in this cascade, in this progression, is you're going to have to sell your field. No, lo bosu liyado, achimocher esbeso. If it doesn't come to his mind that he did something wrong, so HaKadosh wasn't going to make it that it's going to happen. And here we use a different lashon instead of lo hirgish. It says lo bosu liyado. What's going to happen is here. It's a definite achimocher esbeso. Until he has to sell his house, not only his steachuza, not only his metaltin, he's not going to have to sell his house. Why do we change the gears? So tomorrow we'll explain in a moment why we went from lo hirgish, which if you didn't take this into consideration. Then it's going to happen, and then it says, no, it's going to happen no matter what. We'll see in a moment. So, in any event, now he's up to selling his house. Shenemar, ki yimkor beis moshav ir choma, because the next series of psukim deal with selling your house in ir choma. Now, maishno dehasam diomalo hirgish, u maishno hacha diomalo bosal yado. Why did the Brisa change around from the Lashon of Lo Hirgish to the Lashon of Lo Basal Yodo, that it's automatically going to come no matter what, as opposed to Lo Hirgish, if you don't take it into account? So then, if you don't do tshuva, things will get worse. So Gemara says, why? Because Kid Rav Huna, this goes in accord with the famous words of Rav Huna. Then Rav Huna said, Kivin Sha'avar Adam Aveira Vishadaba Hutrulo. Once a person does an Aveira, and then he does it again, and he does it repeatedly, so then it becomes hetter to him to do this Aveira. Gemara says, really? Hutrulo? Does it really become hetter? You steal. So the person says, now it's mutter to steal. So he says, no. Elanasis loke hetter. When you repeat a sin over and over again, you basically have said to yourself that this is mutter and this is acceptable, and you no longer even think of it as something wrong. So that's why this lashon, once you've gotten into this habit of doing all sorts of bad things, so it's inevitable that lobos liyado, the next thing that will happen is almost inevitable, because you're on a very bad downward progression. In any event, the Brisa continues and says, Lo basa liyado achimocher esbito. Then, once you've done this unfortunate next step that you have to sell your house, you're going to sell your daughter. Now, why are you going to sell your daughter? Shenema v'chim kor ish esbito liyomo. Because the next thing, now it doesn't actually say this in the psukim, but it says it elsewhere, that you're going to go and sell your daughter to be a omo ho'evriya. Now, v'afagav debito lo ksiva b'hayinyona, even though this pasuk is found elsewhere, v'chim kor ish esbito liyomo, is found in Parshas Mishpatim, and until now, we've been talking about in Vayikra. So therefore, this is a different series of psukim. Nevertheless, why is this stated over here? Because Yafogad the Bito Loksiva Bahayinyana, that's written in Parshas Mishpatim, not over here. Nevertheless, Hakamashvulon, the Chiddush over here of the Brisa is Nizbein Inish Brate Vlonezev Beribisa. That a person would go first and sell his daughter as an Omo Evriya, rather than having to go and pay for money with ribis, to go take a loan with ribis. Why? My time, because it's logical. Birate, his daughter, migro v'nafka. So he sells his daughter for 6 years, but after 3 years, it's easier to pay back, because only half of it has to be paid back. So the money that he owes, so to say, goes down. V'ha musva v'ozla. But ribis, so it's 10%. So all of a sudden, you, instead of owing your principal X, you now own X plus 10% of X. So therefore, it's harder to pay back ribis loan, and therefore he would preferably go and sell his daughter as an omer avriya rather than have to go and take a loan with ribis. Finally, we continue in the progression of the psukim lo basa liyado achal over ribis. So then it will definitely happen. The person will be so destitute he'll have to go and borrow money with ribis. Shinema, as the pasuk says, uchiyamoch achicha umot yado imach. So the sum lechlei al tikach mito v'gomer neshech b'sarvis. So you shouldn't go and take interest from him. But we see that the next thing in the progression is they'll have to borrow money with interest. And once that happens, lobos yado will automatically happen. Achimoch resatz will have to go and eventually sell himself, because this progression, unfortunately, is going to continue. As the pasuk says, shinema uchiyamoch achicha v'nim karloch. The next series of psukim tells us that a person will become so destitute he'll have to go and sell himself. Lo lucha el again. And it tells us that he'll sell himself not only to a yid, but he'll even have to sell himself to a ger. Now, Shenemar Leger, as the Pasuk says, to a ger. Now, below the ger tzedek, and not only to a ger tzedek who's a righteous convert, ela ger toshav, even to a guy who is accepted upon himself the zaynis of the noach and a kodesh baruch hu, nevertheless, is on a lower level than a ger tzedek, so you'll sell yourself even to a ger toshav. Shnemar, a ger toshav, as the pasuk says, also to a ger toshav. And then ultimately, it says, mishpachas ger, that you'll sell yourself to a guy. Zelvi kochavim. And kisha omer le'eker, when it says to eker, that even makes it worse, not just a stam goy, as we turn to chof omer beis, zeha nimkar li'avodos kochavim atzma, that you're actually going to go and sell yourself to the avodah zara. And that's how far this progression, because you started off doing business with Shvius Paris, and you didn't do tshuva, and one thing is going to lead to the other thing, and lead to the other thing, and it's going to end up, and this is what Rav Chanina said to us, that you're going to see that the Eved who sells himself is ultimately selling himself because he did something wrong. So why should we automatically be lenient towards the Eved Ivri? Look where he comes from. Yes, in regards to treating him nicely so he shouldn't be mitzvah, you have to give him nice food, you have to give him nice wine, you have to give him a nice mattress. But in regards to redemption, since he was originally sold because of a virus, so why would we be nice to him? When there's a choice of paying the lower amount or the higher amount, we should make him pay the higher amount. So Abaye answers this, and he says, Amalei, Abaye says to the person who asked him the question, Hasam ha'ahadre kro. Here, because by the Eved who sells himself, ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows that we should be kind to this Eved. And therefore, when you have the choice of paying the high price or the low price, it makes sense to make him pay the lower price. The Tani Rabbi Shmuel, who's learned the base manager, Tani Vei Rabbi Shmuel, he learned the base manager, Rabbi Shmuel, since this person went, and he ended up becoming a servant to the Avodah Zara, maybe we should go and totally discard this person. We should, so to say, throw a rock on him, throw a boulder on this guy, a rock on this guy after he fell down. So add insult to injury. That's what I might have thought. You let the guy stay there. No, Talmud Lomar, what does the Torah tell us? That no, even though he sold himself after all of these sins, after everything that he did wrong, he sold himself to be a servant for the Avodah Zarah. Nevertheless, we have an obligation, the relatives have an obligation to go and redeem him. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu subsequently is telling us to try to bring him back. So therefore, we have a choice, even though he argued that one should, since he started off from sins over here, of Avaka Shel Shvius, that maybe we should treat him more harshly. And when there's a choice between a lower price and a higher price, he's have to redeem himself with a higher price. Kamash Milan, Abaye says, no, we redeem him with a lower price. So, where it still questions Abaye. The Amor, maybe this pasuk tells us, Gula Tielo, maybe they were supposed to redeem him. That's what the Torah is telling us. That's because we don't want this guy to be amongst the goyim, to be the servant for the Avodah Zarah, to be living in a goyish house. So that's why the Torah tells us to go and redeem him. But who says they redeem him for the lower price? Maybe Nachmir Ale, Midi Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina. Maybe still we should have to pay the higher price. Granted, the Torah is telling us go back and redeem him, but maybe it's still for the higher price. So that's not a good answer. So the Gemara says, you're right. So now we have Amar Rav Nachman. Now we have the gears of Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. It says on the side, however, later on, we're going to have the words Bar Yitzchak in parentheses, so it shouldn't be Goris over there. So the gears of the Marshal is not to be Gorised over here, as we'll see later on. In any event, whether you Goris the words Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak or not, so Rav Nachman said, Trei Kroik Sivi, the reason why that we originally had said that the when the choice is between paying a higher price to redeem him or a lower price to redeem the Eved, he gets to pay the lower prices because there are two psukim over here. Trei Kroi Ksivi. One, it says Ksiv, im od rabos bashonim, and then it says Uksiv, im at nishar bashonim. It tells us these two psukim, which seem to be unnecessary. It says if there is a lot left in the years or if there's a little left in the years. Now, the chiyei shanim erubos, chiyei shanim uvatos, what? Some years have 320 days, some years 380 days. Yeah, there is a concept of a shanim uberes. But in general, a year is either 354 days, or it has the extra month of Adar Sheni. But there's a set amount of days in a year. Years aren't greater or lesser than other years. The Chiyei Shanim Merubos, Chiyei Shanim Merutos, does it change around? No. Elo Nisrabo Kaspo Mikesef Miknoso Nismayit Kaspo Kifishanov. Oh, that we darshan this over here to teach us that if in fact the value of the servant went up, so then you still look at Mikesef Miklaso at the original price. So when he redeems himself, he redeems himself at the lower original price rather than the more elevated price that he's worth right now. And likewise, Nismayit Kasbo, if his value goes down, so Kefishanim tells us that we go look at the lower price right now rather than the original higher price. So this is where Rav Nachman tells us we learn out this din. More questions is, the Emo Hochi Komar. Maybe the Pesukim are telling us over here, Hechad Yovatrei Uparshle Dalit, where the worker already worked 2 years and still has 4 years left, so Nesle Dalit Mikasa Miknaso. Then you have to go pay back Dalit from the original evaluation. You have to pay back 4 years, prorated. And if he worked Dalit of a Dalit, so Uparshle Tarte, he has 2 years left, so Nesle Tarte Kefi Shana. And then you have to go pay him back for the additional 2 years that you still have to work. But what does this have to do with telling us whether his valuation increased or decreased? It's just giving us examples over here. If he worked 4 years, he has to prorate 2 years. If he worked 2 years, he has to prorate 4 years. So maybe that's what it means. So Gemara says, if that's what it means, in Cain, it wouldn't have said it the lashon that it did. Nichtov kro imod rabos shonim, or imod me'at nishar shonim. So then it would have told us that lashon. Why did it say bashonim? My bashonim? To teach us this din that we just said from Rav Nachman. Nisraba kasbo b'shonim, mikesev ignoso. Nismai kasbo b'shonim, kifi shonim. Oh, it's to teach us this, that if his valuation went up, he still plays at the original lower price from kesef miknoso. And if his valuation goes down, so then he still has to pay, he can pay according to the lower valuation, kifi shonim, and not the original valuation. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says that this is perfect. This Darasha of Rav Nachman is correct. Darshinu Rav Nachman, and here we have in parentheses Bar Yitzchak, which is what I alluded to before, that it may be appropriate to delete the words Bar Yitzchak, and this is talking about a different Rav Nachman, not Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. In any event, Rav Yosef said that this drasha of Rav Nachman, the way he darshin Lahani Kroy, Kesinai, it's as if they were explained to us from Har Sinai. This is such a beautiful explanation. This is the correct explanation, as if it had been given to us as a halacha lemoshe misinai. Okay, now we have a mnemonic. We always say out the mnemonic. We said it's a school to say out the mnemonics. Simen, Eved, Bayis, Chatzoin, Bayis, Eved, Krovin. So we now will dash in each of these. I'm just talking about each of this is a word that will explain a story or a maisa that we have. So the first one is the simen for Eved. So boy minei Rav Huna bar Chinina Mirushatius. Rav Huna bar Chinina asked the following shiloh from Mirushatius. If you have an Eved Ivri, that's the mnemonic Eved. So Eved Ivri hanim kol yovi kochav. If you have a Jewish Eved, an Eved Ivri, who sold to a guy. Again, he sells himself. Basin doesn't sell a Eved Ivri to a guy, but he sold himself to a guy. So we know that the din is, as we just had said, that the family has an obligation to go and redeem him. So, nigal lechatzoyin, o eno nigal lechatzoyin. The family doesn't have enough money to pay off all 6 years, but they can pay off 3 years. So, they'll say, okay, here to the guy, you just bought him for 6 years, here we're paying you for 3 years, so he'll only have to work 3 years for you and not 6 years for you. Is that allowed or is that not allowed? Does this din tell us that they have to pay off the entire amount or nothing, or no, they can pay it off even half of it at a time? So the Gemara says, gulaso, gulaso, mistei achuza gomer. So Rav Huna Bar Chinina asks this question to Rav Sheshes, and he explains his question as follows. Do we say that the psukim that deal with geula in terms of redeeming the Eved Ivri when he sold as an Eved Kenani is similar to the din of redeeming its steachuza? We know that a person has his ancestral field and he sells it, so it goes back to him at the Yovel. So if he wishes to, he can buy it back earlier by paying a prorated price. Let's say he sold it right at the end of the previous Yovel, and now he sold it for $49. Okay, so now 49 years, the other person will get to work it. No, after 20 years, so there's only 29 years left, the guy says, I want to buy it back. So he has to have to pay him $29 for the remaining 29 years. He doesn't have to pay him back the original $49. So you prorate it. So the geula of an Eved Ivri who sold into servitude for the Ovi Kochav, is compared with geula so to the redemption of a steachuza. And my steachuza, Rav Huna Bar Chinina says, just like the din is by Yistei Achuza, ain't no nigol l'chatzoyim, you can't go pay back half of it. So at the end of the 20 years, it's worth $29 to go and redeem the rest of the field. He can't say, well, I got 10 bucks, so I'll go and redeem it for 10 years earlier, but the other 19 years, you'll still be able to use the field. No, you can't do that. You can't redeem the field l'chatzoyim. You either redeem the whole field, or you don't redeem it at all. So av hai nami, so too by the Eved Ivri, who sold to the Ovi Kochavim, ain't no nigol l'chatzoyim. Therefore, we make this comparison, gulasu, and say you can't go and redeem him in part from the goy. Either you have to redeem him entirely from the goy, or you can't redeem him in part. Or do we say no? When we're saying over here, it's a kula. So then we say you do it. But it's going to be a chumah that he's going to have to stay with the guy for a longer period of time. Maybe we don't say it in that situation. So that's the question that Rav Huna Bar Chinina asked Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes answers, Amalei, he says to him, Lav Amris Hosom, doesn't it say over there, Nimkar Kulo Velo Chetzov? So to over here, Hochanami, Nigal Kulo Velo Chetzov. In regards to the sale of an Eved Ivri, we had previously that if a person is, let's say, stole $500, as we had said, and now he's worth $1,000. So we said, in that situation, you'd really only have to sell half of him because he only sold $500. He's worth $1,000, so you're only selling half of him. So you're selling, let's say, for 3 years. No, we don't have such a thing. So in regards to the Mechira, it's either Kulo and not Chetzo. You have to sell him for the entire 6 year period of time. So to for the redemption, Hochanami, Nigo, Kulo, Velo, Chetzo. You have to redeem the entire period of time and not part of the period of time. So that's how Rav Sheshes answers. Amar Abaye says, if it turns out that you were to go and allow the redemption by a half of the years, let's say not the entire amount, so mishkachas lo lekula ulchumra, it would turn out that this would be both lekula and lechumra. What does this mean? So Abaye tells us lekula, when we're saying it would be a kula, it would be in the following situation: zabne b'meya, if the Eved Ivri was sold for meya zuz, 100 zuz, and then the Eved Ivri wins the lottery and he gets some money, and now Yoiv Lechamshin Palgo Dodomi, and he goes and pays back, well, wants to pay back to the Adon that purchased him $50. That's what he won in the lottery, so he wants to pay him back $50 for half of him. Okay, so now we would only have to work 3 years. Now, the Ashkach become Al Mosa, but now he goes up in value and he's worth 200 zuz. He's no longer worth 100 zuz. So if you say, if it turns out that you are allowed to go and redeem yourself for the half of the term of the 6 years, so now he's basically paid off 3 of the years. So all he has to do is Yoav Le Meya Vinafik. Now he just has to pay, his current valuation is 200. He just has to pay 100 for the other half of the term, and he goes out. However, if you say that E Amris Ein Nigal Lechatzoyin, that you can't have done that, so the original $50 that he gave him, the 50 zuz that he gave him, that was just nothing in terms of knocking off from the 6 years. So now he has to knock off from the 6 years. So now he's worth 200. You'd have to pay for the entire period of time to knock it off, 200. So you paid 50. So he still has to pay 150. Yovle Meya v'chamishin v'nofik. So here you see that it is a kula from the Adon's point of view that now he'll have to get 150, not 100. More questions says, wait a second, you just said, we just said that you pay the lower amount of the two, so he shouldn't have to go pay the 150. He shouldn't even have to pay the 100. He should only have to pay 50, because you look at the original valuation, which was 100. If you say, he should only have to pay another 50. So Gemara says, no, we're dealing over here, kigon da okir. He originally went up, and then his price went down, and now the okir again, and it went up again. So we're dealing here where he was originally purchased for 200 zuz, and then at the start he was worth 100 zuz, and then he subsequently again went up to 200 zuz. So we used the 200 zuz as the baseline, and therefore that's why the scenario that we just described is correct. And likewise, it could be a chumrah. How could it be a chumrah? So Zabne b'Mosa, he was originally sold as an Eved Ivri for 200 zuz, and then Yoav Meya Palgi the Dome, and he goes and says, "Well, listen, I just won the lottery. Here's 100, and I'm paying off 3 of the years." So that's what he gives him, $100. He gives him 100 zuz. The Ixa, but then he went down in price. The Kamal Meya, and now he's only worth 100. He originally was worth 200. Now he's only worth 100. So Iyarmis Digo Lachatzoyin. If you're telling me that you're allowed to go and redeem yourself in part, so you already paid for 3 years, and now his value is 100, he should only have to pay 50 more. So Yoav Leichamshin Vinafik, he should be able to go free. But if you tell me, if you're telling me that you can't have redeemed half of the 6 years, so when you gave him 100, it didn't accomplish anything, well, guess what? You're only worth 100 right now. Hanach Meya that you gave him is a pikadon, ninu gabe. It's as if you gave him $100, and now it's a pikadon, a collateral that he has in his hands. No, you're only worth 100. You have lo, niya levin ofik. So go keep that 100, and I get to go free. So this is how Abaye says this could sometimes be lekula and lechumra from what Rav Sheshes had said. Okay. Another question Rav Huna Bar Chinin asked from Rav Sheshes is the following. What about Hamocher Bayis Bebati Arichoma? We have a similar din to Stei Achuzah, but not exactly the same, when you're selling your house in a walled city. So by a Stei Achuzah field, so then you are allowed to go and prorate, purchase it back at any time up until 2 years before the Ovel. Then you can't purchase it back, but it will come back to you for free at the Ovel. When you sold it, it was an understanding that it was only being sold till the Ovel. And if it was 5 years before the Ovel, you pay a lower price. And if it was 25 years before the Ovel. But by Bati Arichoma, when you sell your house, so you have only in that first year the opportunity to buy it back whenever you want. But after that first year, it stays in the possession of the person who sold it. You can't force them to sell it back to you. So Rahuna Rechinina asked Rav Sheshes the following Shaila. This person who sells his Bati Arichoma, do we say Nigo L'chatzoyim, can he purchase half of it back? Or, oh, ain't no Nigo L'chatzoyim, or he can't purchase half of it back. Do we say again, this Gzeirishava, of Gulasu Gulasu, Misteachuza Gomer, we learn out the same din by Steachuza, just like Masteachuza, ain't no Nigelis L'chatzoyim, by the Steachuza, as we pointed out, you can't go and purchase back half of it, you have to purchase back the whole thing or nothing. So Afainami, so too by the Bati Arichoma, Enu Nigola Chatzon, you can't purchase back half of the house now. Odilmo, do we say no? Hecho the Galigali, where the Torah tells us that you can't pay back, then you can't pay back unless you're paying back the full amount. But here, by Bati Arichoma, it doesn't say it. So therefore, Hecho the Logali, Logali. So therefore, the din doesn't apply to a Bati Arichoma. So that's the question of Rehuna Bechinina asked to Rav Sheshes, and Amalei Rav Sheshes said to him, Mimidrasha Shah Rabbi Shimon Nishma. We can learn that from the following drasha of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, Rashi points out, is famous for always darishing Rabbi Shimon Darish Taima Dekra. He always tries to understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a din, and based upon the rationale behind it, he learns out certain dinim. So he learns out, Rabbi Shimon learns out, Shalove Vegoel. When a person purchases back his house in an Abate Arichoma, so then he is allowed to go and even borrow money to go and purchase back his house. The din is by Steachuza. You can't borrow money. You have to have the money. You can't go borrow money to redeem your study Achuza. It has to be your money. As opposed to the house in the Abate Arichoma, so then you're allowed to go borrow money to go and purchase it back. And in addition, and you're allowed to go and purchase back half of the house, even if you can't pay the whole house. Why did Rabbi Shimon dash this? Because the pasuk says the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Imgol Yigal, if a person went and was makdish his steachuza, so then the din is different. Melamed shalove v'goel, v'goel l'chatzoyim. When you're makdish the steachuza, the din is that you are allowed to go and borrow money to purchase it back from Hekdish, and you are allowed to go purchase half of it back from Hekdish, some of the time period, and not the entire time period. Because, Amar Rabbi Shimon, matam, because Rabbi Shimon dash is the time of the Kra, and he says, there's a difference between purchasing your field back, your steachuza from Hekdish, versus purchasing it back from a person that you sold it to. Levisha Motzino b'molcher, that a person sells steachuza, sheyufa kocho. When a person sells his steachuza, he has certain strengths, powers, yofa kocho, in that field, in that, shemhigia yovaloni golo, if Yovel comes and he hasn't redeemed it, nevertheless, choseris labal b'yovel, it comes back to him. So therefore, the rabbi said, Hura kocho. The Torah is telling us that we don't let him go and redeem it with lova money, with borrowed money, and we don't let him redeem it, go lechatzon, because he's getting it back anyway. However, and therefore, she'enu lova v'go lechatzon. We don't let him do either of those two. However, makdish, the person who's makdish is steachuza. So guess what? At the Yovel, that doesn't come back to him. If he hasn't redeemed by the Yovel, it goes to the Kohanim. So makdish, hura kocho, he has a weaker situation. Shemigia Yovel v'lo nigala. If the Yovel comes and he hasn't redeemed it back from Hekdish, he doesn't get it back, like with the steachuza sold to a person. Elo yotza, like Kohanim Yovel. The Kohanim get it. So therefore, in that situation, since the end result is going to be weaker, so therefore, Yufa Kocho, therefore, Rabbi Shimon says, the rabbis teaching us over here that the Torah tells us that we allow him to borrow money, Shalov ever go to redeem his field, the goal of Chatzon, he can even redeem part of it. And therefore, from this Svara, we can understand the following. Hai Mocher Bayis Mabate Arichoma, the person who sells the house in the Bate Arichoma, Nami. We also say the same svar over here. We look at the Tama, the Kra. We look at the reasoning behind why HaKadosh Baruch Hu set it up. Ho, v'hura kocho, since the person who's selling an Ari Bati Choma, he only has that first year to buy it back, when he can demand to buy it back no matter what. But after that, he no longer has the right to go and buy it back. Ho, v'hura kocho, shemala lo shana tmima, after that first year, v'lo nigala, and he didn't buy it back, nechlat, it's definitively now given over into the hands of the purchaser, so therefore, his koach is ra in this situation. So Rav Shimon says, the same svara, just like we had in regards to the consecrated field of the Sadeh Achuza, the one that he was makdish, it was hura kocho at the end, so therefore, yofa kocho at the beginning, so here too, by the Bati Arichoma, since it would be hura kocho at the end, that he won't be able to buy it back after 1 year, demand to buy it back, of course he could buy it back if everybody's in agreement, but if the purchaser said, no, I like the house, I'm not selling to you, so after 1 year, nechlad, it's definitely in his hands, so yofer kocho shelo v'vegoel v'goel achatzor, and therefore the Torah is giving him the power to go and borrow money to go and buy it back, and that he could even buy back part of it, v'goel achatzor. So that is Rav Sheshes' explanation, logically based upon Rabbi Shimon. Gemara questions this and says, Eisvei, Rehuna bar Chanina, who had asked the original question to Rav Sheshes, says as follows, Im go'ol yigal, so the Pasuk tells us that if you will redeem the field, Malabi, Shalova, v'goel, v'goel, l'chatzayit. Doesn't that seem to imply that you can in fact go and redeem a field that was hektish, that you will makdish or stay achuza, you can go and redeem it back with borrowed money, which you can't do with a regular steachuza that you sold, and the goal of chatzayin, and you can buy it back partially, as we had just said. Now, one might have said, Shiyochol Valodinu. One would have said, it's a kavuchomer. You don't need this pasuk. Uma mocher steachuza. That person who sells his steachuza, Sheyufa kocho, that at the end, the Yovel, when it comes to the Yovel, at the end of the period of sale, it comes back to him automatically. Shemigia Yovel v'lo nigala, if he didn't purchase it back before the Yovel, so then nevertheless it comes back to him no matter what. Choseres lebaaleh by Yovel. So in that situation, hura kocho, she'ein lo v'vegol, v'gol l'chatzor. And the Torah tells us, therefore, that his hand is weakened in the sense that we don't allow him to borrow money to go and purchase the steachuza back from the person that purchased it from him. And v'gol l'chatzor, we don't allow him to go and purchase back part of the field or part of the duration of time. So certainly, makdish, the person who's makdish is teachuza, shehura kocho, that we know at the oval comes, shemigia yovel v'lo nigalo yotzol kohanim yovel, that his strength is weakened in the sense that if he doesn't buy back his steachuza before the Yovel. So when he was makdish it, he doesn't get it back at the Yovel. It goes to the Kohanim at the Yovel. So Yotzel Kohanim by Yovel. So then certainly Einodin Shura Kochel. So one could make the argument, and certainly his strength should be worse. Even the case where his strength is good, that the field comes back to him, regular steachuza comes back at the Yovel. Nevertheless, his hand is weak in that he can't go and borrow money to redeem it, and he can't go and redeem it l'chatzayim. So certainly in a case when his hand is weak at the end, when the hektish field stays with the Kohanim and doesn't come back to him, one would make the Kal v'chomer, ein odin shehura kocho shein lo v'gol l'chatzayim. He certainly should be able to, in that situation, to borrow money to redeem the field from hektish, or to go redeem the field part of the duration from hektish. So one would have made that Kal v'chomer, and therefore you need the pasuk im go'ol yig'al. Where it says, maybe not. When the person sells his steachuza to another person, he's not allowed to go and redeem it right away. He can't redeem it in the first 2 years after that sale is made. He has to wait 2 years before he can buy it back on a prorated basis. So, would you say that by hektish? Tomar b'makdish. When you makdish a field, there is no 2 year waiting period. You could go and redeem it back the next day if you wanted to. So, therefore, this kavuchomer doesn't apply. Where it says, no, it does apply. Because mocher bayis bought the yorichom yochiach. Because the person who sells the house in the walled city, the mocher bayis bought the yorichomer, that will bring us a proof that that's not true. Because in that situation, shiofa kochul ligomiyat, he can go redeem it right away. The next day, if he wishes to, he go to the purchaser and says, I'm sorry, I made a mistake, I want to buy my house back, and the purchaser can't object. In fact, he has the whole first year to go and buy it back. Nevertheless, the ain lo v'vegol, v'gol l'chatzon, one can make the argument in that situation that he can't go and borrow money to redeem it, or that he can't redeem part of it. So therefore, your kal v'chomer falls apart, because even in this situation, when it's yofa kofo, we don't allow lo v'vegol, v'gol l'chatzon. So how can you say your opinion? So Rav Sheshes would respond back and says, lo kasha. No, there is no problem. Why is that? These is a machlokes tanoim. The two brises that you're quoting over here aren't the same tana. Ha rabbanon, this brisa that we just brought down that says that you're not allowed to be lov of a goal and you're not allowed to be goal of chatzon, that's the opinion of the chachamim that argue with Rabbi Shimon. They don't darshan time of the krah. Aye, or Rabbi Shimon, but the first brisa that we said, which says that the bias of what the Yerichoma can in fact be lov of a goal and goal of chatzor, that's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who is darshning time of the krah. And I'll show you that this is right because we have two other brises, and the only way to reconcile them is in this way. Tani Chod, the one brisa says lov of a goal, goal of chatzor. In regards to the bot the Yerichoma, it says beferish, you're allowed to borrow money to be goelit, and you're allowed to be goel chatzor. But Tani Yidach, in another brisa, says the exact opposite: ain lov of a goal, goel chatzor. One is not allowed to go and borrow money to go and buy back your bias in the Orichoma, and not allowed to be goel l'chatzayin, to go purchase back part of it. So therefore, the two prices are obviously in contradiction to each other. So how are you going to reconcile that? Just like we just said before, ha rabbanon, ha rabbi Shimon, so to avi lo kasha, ha rabbanon, Oh, Rabbi Shimon. There are two different opinions over here in the two brises. And therefore, if you hold like Rabbi Shimon, that you're darshing time of the crop, oh, it makes sense, as we've explained, to say that you can go and be lova lechatzoin and go lechatzoin in regards to a bias in Arichoma. But if you don't hold time of the cross, so then the simple understanding is like the Chachamim, that in fact, the din is across the board. You're not allowed to be lova legoel, and you're not allowed to be goel lechatzoin. This is a good break point, where this we conclude today's share.